should some mysteries be left alone? What can cause people to mysteriously vanish from the middle of the ocean? What would you do if you found an abandoned ship at sea? Today, we test the believability of ghost ships.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That's right. Tyler, happy December.
Happy December. It's the first episode in December, which means Christmas, if you celebrate that, or Hanukkah, is right around the corner.
I was about to say around the corner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
You want to say it still?
No, it's around the corner.
Yes, it is. Right there, which means 2023 is basically here.
Tyler, can I take a quick aside?
Yeah.
You called me today before I was about to get here.
I did.
Whenever you call me, there's this picture that shows up on my phone.
What is it of?
It's you.
Okay, that's
from
many years ago.
It doesn't even like represent you anymore in my mind because it's so far apart from where you are.
What does it look like?
You, but as a baby. Like, very.
It's not actually like, did my mom send you a picture of me when I was a baby?
I would almost prefer that. It's from like a party. Okay. From when you were like,
Wearing a green striped shirt?
Yeah.
That was my birthday party shirt for like 3 years.
So yeah.
Could it be any from between 21 and 24?
It was, I think it might have been like 23.
Okay. No, is it at an apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah.
Not now. That was then.
That's my quick aside. But anyway, so we've got a great topic for you today.
But really quick, your photo when you call me
yeah.
is from 2014 and you're in a Joe Hayden jersey.
Oh, God. I don't like my hair in that picture.
Well.
Yeah.
I can't help you. I can't help you then. I can't go in the past. But I can talk about ghost ships.
Ghost ships.
Well, really quick. Can we define exactly what we're talking about? Because off the air, I made a comment and you're like, no, we're not about that. Because like ghost ships, I think about two scenarios. I think about Man of Medan or Medan or whatever that terrible Until Dawn sequel.
Yeah.
I also think about like the movie Ghost Ship that was on Sci-Fi Channel like every other weekend when I was growing up.
Yeah, that's part of my spiel is the difference.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, then by all means, let's get into it.
Okay, so what is a ghost ship? A ghost ship is a ship that appears out of nowhere, can appear out of nowhere, and can vanish at any second, or a ghost ship can be found empty at sea. They're also known as phantom ships.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes have crews, but they are all either dead or they're zombies or they're zombies. Manned by the doomed, damned.
Or they're just not there, right?
Or they're just not there.
I like how zombie is like one of the second options. Because I would say that'd be like the last option. It'd be like they're not there, they're dead, they're dying, or they came back from the dead.
And also, I can't not think about the line from Pirates of the Caribbean, a ship so evil it was manned by the damned.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about? He's talking about the Black Pearl. I watched The Curse of the Black Pearl a lot.
2003, man.
Yeah, I watched that one a whole lot because it's like a comfort movie.
Yeah.
I put on to go to sleep and stuff.
My grandmother passed away around the time the movie came out, so I associate it with like trying to feel better. So.
Oh.
But I really do like the movie. It's just such, the dialogue is so good, like the, but you have heard of me. Like, it's just,
oh yeah, that's a great one.
And also, I just want to say this is really quick, but I know there's going to be a time like 5 years from now where I listen back to this episode and I'll be like, what did I call Charlie about? We're drinking hot chocolate. And I wanted to make sure he wanted some hot chocolate. Just so that I'm not like, what was I calling him about? It'll be like 5 years from now.
Yeah. It's good. You know what's funny too, when you go back and listen to it, before you get to this part where you say it, you're like,
what was it? Yeah, why'd I do it? And then I'll be so happy with my past self.
Every culture, especially cultures with strong ties to water, have stories, myths, lore about ghost ships. There's a surprising amount of history I found about ghost ships, like histories I could have gone into, like ancient ghost ships or ships from the past. I didn't really do that though.
Is there like a specific nationality that claims this or heritage?
No, there's a
We're
lot
the
of
ones that have the boats that are nobody's on them anymore.
No,
and they
there's English, Irish, Japanese, Native American. There's a lot.
There's just like a game where it's like you get on the boat and like it's like Pong or something. But like if you lose, you have to jump off the boat and then just everybody does it. And then
that's a bad game. That's a bad game.
Nobody's around to leave a review, though.
No, would you play?
I would be dead, so no.
So supernatural ships are a question of believability in themselves. But it seems to me there are also many real-life ships that are found drifting for some reason or another that leave the question being asked, where did the crew go? What happened? So that's what we're really going to focus on, is that kind of scenario.
Okay.
So our first case is the case of the Mary Celeste.
The Mary Celeste.
Mary Celeste. Have you heard this ghost ship before? It's a really unique story.
Is it on Lake Michigan?
No.
Then I probably haven't heard of it. All right, do we discuss the Bermuda Triangle at all?
No, it doesn't come into play.
That's interesting. So I've always heard that that has to do with ships, but maybe it's just ships that are never found.
I think that's ships that just go missing.
Okay.
And like why ships and planes go missing.
Rather than being found without people on them.
Yeah.
Or zombies.
Or zombies. Or sea monsters.
Sea monsters.
Yarr.
Big old crabs with eyeballs peeping at you.
Yarr. Ship captain. It's my ship captain.
Ship captain.
Yarr.
I don't know why I imagine all they have is Red's apple ale on the ship.
Oh.
Drink a whole bushel of Red's apple ale.
Weird for them just to have hard cider, but okay. All right. So this information comes from Alex Johnson from the Museum Hack website.
Okay.
I took this first case a lot from him.
Is that the URL, the Museum Hack website?
No. It's just me being old.
I know.
So the Mary Celeste was a ship that set sail from New York to Genoa, Italy. They left on November 7th, 1872. These are not in chronological order. The cargo hold of the Mary Celeste was full of industrial strength alcohol.
So you could argue Red's apple ale.
No, I don't think you can drink this stuff.
What's the point then?
It's like
you just look at it.
Well, to clean stuff, and it's like I don't know. It's really, really. It's not like fun alcohol
for them to have. Like, let's have a cold one. They just hold it.
Oh yeah. It's getting chilly here. Well,
they
could
have diluted it, I guess, to maybe drink it.
Some
I don't
seawater?
Know.
That's why they're going missing.
Yeah.
That's why they're falling off the boat. Okay, I'll keep going. The ship left port with a crew of 7 and Captain Benjamin Spooner, along with his wife Sarah and his 2-year-old daughter Sophia. On December 5th, almost a month later, the Mary Celeste was found drifting in the middle of the Atlantic. David Morehouse saw the ship. He recognized it as the same ship that left port with his ship. Morehouse launched a boarding party onto the Mary Celeste. They found the ship and the barracks in decent working order for being left adrift in the open ocean. The pump had been dismantled, and there were about 3 feet of seawater flooded into the bottom of it. The strangest thing was that there were 9 barrels of the industrial strength alcohol missing. However, there was no lack of supply. They had enough supplies to last for another 6 months on the sea. There was a last log on the ship that said the coordinates of it, and they were in sight of land before they went missing. However, there is no sign of life on the ship itself. No bodies, nothing. The ship that found the Mary Celeste, David Morehouse's crew, walked away with salvaging the ship, and they all made about $800 each. Not bad, but not great.
What a deal.
Morehouse's crew was accused of foul play. But they were...
Because they sold stuff?
Well, because they found the ship and they...
Made money off of it. Yeah.
But they were found innocent. So there's a couple theories about why the Mary Celeste had nobody on it. The first theory was treachery. Treachery.
Like big waves?
No. What? No. Like
treacherous.
Like a mutiny.
I thought you meant like a treacherous... Like,
no, like path. Mutiny. Like... Someone was treacherous to them.
Okay, not the elements, but the people.
Right.
So either the daughter or the wife or the husband.
Well, no, or the crew members.
Or the crew. It's probably not them.
They're innocent.
I want
it
that.
It was the 2-year-old.
I want that $800 I do.
It was the 2-year-old.
Yeah.
So it was either Morehouse's crew or maybe someone on the Spooner ship, on the Mary Celeste, may have mutinied and killed everyone and left.
But no one's assuming it could have been the family?
No, not really.
He was
a well-liked captain. Like, people were noted to liking him. He was a good guy. Good guy. Credit. Mm. All right. It's probably a two-year-old. The second is an alcohol explosion, which I find kind of dubious because there's no...
You'd find evidence, right?
There's no evidence of it. The idea is that they thought there was a leak or something, and they all piled into the dinghy behind the ship, and they tied a line to it, but it got loose, and they got lost in the ocean.
One person was like, let me light my cigarette real quick.
Like Zoolander?
Yeah.
Ye olde Zoolander.
There was a mutiny and a ruckus because they found out it was actually Angry Orchard. You're disappointed.
I like Angry Orchard.
I wasn't on that ship. I would have been like, it's fine, guys. It's just as good.
So lastly, the last theory is that there was a bad pump. Like, I know how, I said that there was like 3 feet of water in the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that there was this bad pump and they all panicked and left the ship on dinghies.
Oh.
And then they were lost in the ocean.
Did it have dinghies that were no longer?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Although it doesn't really seem, that might not be the case because Spooner was an experienced captain. So the idea that he was kind of tricked by a bad pump doesn't really seem to make sense.
Unless it became like so chaotic that it didn't matter what he said. Or if he was trying to calm people down and he got like trampled or they were like, you don't know what you're talking about.
That could be. Maybe it could be a combination, right? Maybe the crew freaked out because of this water and though Spooner tried to like keep him calm. Didn't matter. They freaked out. And
what if he died of a heart attack?
Okay.
And then they didn't know what to do.
I mean, in that case, I think you go to your first mate, right?
Yeah, but maybe he was like a rookie. This was his first rodeo.
He wasn't ready to be first string.
Yeah. So I was really stuck on the boarding party. Have you ever gotten a punch bowl invite?
No.
It's via email. And okay. It opens up. It's like a virtual, like it actually shows like a graphic of an envelope opening. But I was just imagining like these guys, you know, in the 1700s pulling out their smartphones and it's just like, you got an invite. It's just like, boarding party. Will you come?
And they all said yes.
Yes. For $800? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be there.
These are all pretty much encounter-based. I don't really have anything else to this story. It's all encounters.
There'll be no complaints on my end.
And we can talk about the end, what we think the actual cause for all these disappearances and stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be like pulling at straws a little bit because really, I mean, most of the time there's no way we know, but like there's really no way.
I know. There's no way we can know. But also, I think if you think logically, a lot of these can be explained.
Okay.
Which I hate aliens, to poke holes. Right? I mean, that's an option.
Is that a solution for any of them?
I think it could be. I really all think of them. It could be.
Every single one of them.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
There was a movie I watched recently on Netflix that was about a boat and about aliens. And I can't remember what it was. I told you about it.
I forgot.
It was like the picture of it is a guy upside down, but it has a name that doesn't, it's not like
the alien
or the sea alien. It's like, it has a name that.
Shape of Water?
All right. I had to look it up. It's called the Block Island Sound.
Block Island Sound.
Block. The Block Island Sound.
Island
yeah.
Sound.
I only remember certain parts of it, but I just looked at my review that's on our Instagram, and I gave it 8.5 out of 10.
It's pretty good.
So it must be pretty good. I'm pretty lenient, though. I'm not a harsh movie critic at all. When I have to be, I can come up with some bullshit.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm very lenient with films.
So on to case number two. This is the MV Joyita. Joyita? I think that's how you say it. A 70-foot yacht. Built in L.A. in the early 30s, it first belonged to a famous director and sailed on the West Coast for years before its disappearance in 1955. The boat had some years on it. Oh, it's pretty old. Even boats were not immune to the draft in World War II because the MV Joyita was drafted to be a patrol boat in Hawaii.
So was it at least 18 years old?
I don't think it was at that point. No, it was a little
sketchy.
It was a minor.
Sketch.
In Hawaii, though, it did... Run aground, which is a new word for me. I never heard that word before. It's a boat thing where you run aground. You hit like underwater dirt and you run aground.
It's like doing donuts, but in the water.
No, it's like it's like when you're driving in an empty lot and you hit like a snowdrift.
Oh,
yeah.
And you just start skidding.
Not skidding. It's like you run into like a snow pile.
You run into it?
Yeah, it's like underwater, right? And it like catches the bottom of the boat and like stops it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you threw your anchor out, but you just hit something that you're not planning for.
Yeah, it's like a piece of land that's like a little bit higher.
I feel like that would happen all the time, but
it happens fairly often, I think.
Yeah, it seems like it would.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not a person when you
do that. I don't think so. I know what you did last voyage. It was run aground once, and some parts of the boat had been replaced with cheaper materials.
Flex Seal.
No, it's like lead. It's cheaper lead or something. The last journey the MV Joyeta was going on was a small 270-mile trip between two islands in the Pacific Ocean, although only one of the engines were working due to an engine malfunction in the other. There were 25 people on board during this voyage and also had lumber and medical supplies for this 48-hour journey. 3 days later, the ship was reported MIA, and there had been no distress calls given from the ship. The ship was found 5 weeks later, and it was discovered 600 miles away to the west of where the ship was supposed to be going. Investigations showed the ship was empty. The people and cargo were all gone. The ship was perfectly fine, though. It did appear that something had happened on board to the ship. The rooms above the waterline had broken windows with glass on the ground, and on the deck was found bloody bandages and a doctor's medical bag. The one working engine was strangely covered in mattresses, and all the clocks on the ship had stopped at the same time, 10:25 p.m. The radio was tuned to 2,182 KHDs, which I think is a radio term, which is known as a distress signal, but the radio was not working. No one knew if the people aboard the ship knew that or not. The life jackets and dinghies were also missing from the ship, and that's what happened to the MV Joyeta. A couple of theories are pipe corroded, because I said it was replaced with cheaper materials. This corroded pipe from World War II let in a superficial leak, but the people aboard the Joyeta kind of freaked out about it, and so they hopped into the dinghies and became lost at sea and were lost to the ocean. And then the other theory is that there was a mutiny, that the crew members killed the other people and then took all the supplies and went ashore. Those are the two theories about the Joyeta. If I had to pick one, I guess I'd pick the first one, but it seems a little silly to me.
I feel like the sci-fi channel would make me believe there was a giant shark.
I think you're probably right. The weird thing is it's not a huge journey. It's between two islands.
So it was 270 miles.
It is.
I can't fathom that mentally. Like, oh, it's just 270 miles between two islands, but then they were found 600 miles drifting in the wrong way. And it's just like, I have such a hard time mentally like picturing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like from here to California is 2,000 miles.
Yes.
So it's like a fourth of from here. Mm-hmm. It's like Chicago, maybe. Like from here, no, probably, yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, it's like 400 miles. I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine, but I guess doesn't really matter. What were they going to do between the two islands? Do you know? Like what was the context of this voyage?
Well, it was half moving people from one island to another, like not like a like
two
like
men in a boat.
Not like a joy kind of cruise, but like travel. And then they were also delivering lumber and medical supplies.
Okay.
Mm. Which isn't, I mean, it's valuable to an extent. It's also not the most valuable.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to get the mindset. I'm trying to profile what kind of people are on this boat. Have we got some menacing killers?
I mean, it was a crew. They had a crew and then they had some civilians.
Mm.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, really.
I like the oddities in this one, though. Like the mattresses were piled up.
That one's really, one I can't get out of my head. Like, I don't understand why. Why the mattresses? Unless it was like a trick, right? They put the mattresses in front of the engine to make it really quiet. To make it seem like they were sinking or something.
Mm.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Or they were trying to block something.
Like what? The engine?
I don't know. Keep something out. Keep something in. I don't know. Like just muffling seems, I don't know. There's a shark around and they're trying to make it quieter.
But still move?
The shark's big ears were listening.
I think smell is their thing, right?
Yeah.
Because they can smell blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was blood on the boat, though, so
there was.
It attracted the shark.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one, it definitely seems like there's some type of foul play. If there was bloody bandages,
yeah,
broken windows. I mean, that doesn't just happen. I mean, there's a million. I could sit here for 2 hours and come up with a bunch of different hypotheticals on what could have happened.
And that's part of the problem with all these too, right? Is that there are millions of options.
Like, we need one survivor who just can tell us what happened.
Yeah. Well, I didn't pick those stories.
That's fine. That's fine. So we'll just say aliens and move on.
For sure. Let's move on to case three. This one,
Can I say this really quick, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was expecting in this episode that the majority of the time I would say, like, they hit a storm and then people fell off and died.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this last one specifically, I know we're only two in, but this last one does not seem like it was weather related.
No, actually, the article I read specifically said weather was fine.
Yeah. Well, weather's not going to hoist up your mattresses and break only the windows.
Right. It's weird.
The bandages, too. It's just like, It's crazy that it's almost had to be like, if it wasn't weather, it almost had to be foul play.
Yes.
Also,
the weird thing is with the clocks, too.
Yeah, because it's not like, why would were all the clocks connected to the same, like, were any of them battery ran?
It must have been all the same. Because otherwise, what is that? Like an electrical EMP field?
I don't know.
Or it's government, right?
Aliens. I feel like every time I see a clock in a movie or a game, it's always 10-12.
10-12?
10-12.
Okay.
I feel like it's the natural, like, show that there's two hands because they're up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Always feels like it's like 10-12.
10-10.
Yeah, it just makes it so the hands are out.
10-12. That'd be this.
No, that would be 10 o'clock.
Because that's 12. 10-2.
Like this.
It's gotcha. Like this. Maybe 10-10 then.
Move your hand a little bit further.
All right, I got it.
It's 10-12. Yeah. Yeah. Just a tiny bit.
All right. So this one, man, remember we talked about time loops?
Yeah, it was last week.
Last episode?
Literally last week, yeah.
Keep that
Are
in
we
mind.
In one right now? Are we talking about it again?
No.
Is that cat on this boat?
Yeah.
Is it a time loop because these stories aren't chronological?
Oh, you said.
Yeah.
You lied. All right.
They've been chronological thus far. Just don't go past the 20s.
Technically, this one is chronological as well.
Perfect.
But keep the idea of time loops in your head.
Okay, time loops.
A $600,000 twin-masted ship was found off the coast of Italy in 2006. It was called the Belle Amica. The 66-foot vessel was found adrift with the charts of the Mediterranean and a half-eaten meal inside the hull. No ships have been registered with the name Belle Amica, but is engraved on the ship on a plaque. The ship, weirdly, was in perfect condition. They have no idea who the owner is. There's no IDs on it, and the authorities have no idea why it would be abandoned. So it was left mid-meal. It's a giant, like, old-timey pirate ship just in the off the coast of Italy. No one was found on it, obviously. And it makes no sense to why it would just be adrift there. And that's the story of the Belle Amica. It happened in 2006. It just was there.
I don't know why. I'm getting the feeling like it was abandoned, like, on, like, intentionally. Like, almost like it was set out to sea to be abandoned for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, they almost had, like, a cell phone, and they gave some of their coordinates, and, like, somebody in, like, a boat from 2006 came and picked them up. And they just, like, I don't know if maybe they were like, we're going to leave it as a mystery or something urgent happened.
But you can't even, like, fake your own death because it's not registered to anybody. Like, what? How could that be? It's this huge 66-foot boat, and it's not registered.
I don't know what the registering process is like. Like, for instance, my 6-foot kayak isn't registered. Should be. It's not.
I don't think that's the same thing, though. Because it's like... You ever seen those called tall ships?
With, like, the big sail?
It's like that.
Like a pirate ship.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I wonder where it's from, though. Like, you said Italy, but is it from Italy? Italian pirates.
Yes. It's in the Mediterranean Sea.
No, I don't know. It makes it seem like it was made. It makes me wonder where the boat was from. Like, it makes it seem like the boat didn't come from a traditional place.
Well, I will say this. It was near an island that is said to be, quote unquote, from the article, a playground of the wealthy.
Mm.
So you can imagine the person that owned this ship was probably very wealthy.
Yeah. So you know what? I think they went out at sea. They're like, oh yeah, let's take, it's like when somebody takes an old car where it sounds like shit. It drives like shit. The steering wheel is the size of this table and you have to lift weights for 6 weeks before you can drive it. I think it was like that. And they're like, this sucks. I'm going to have my private helicopter come pick us up. I'm not even going to finish this garbage food. I wonder what the food was.
Really? You think so?
It's just as likely as many other things.
See, my head goes supernatural.
Look at what I'm looking at, by the way.
I know. When I came up here.
Just look at it, though. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Tall ship.
I should just take a picture of that and make that the
graphic. You probably could, actually.
I probably could.
But yeah, my mind immediately went, you look at me like I'm crazy. It immediately went, this is a ship from the past.
Oh, that's right. I was supposed to think about time loops. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a ship from the past that got sucked or flew into another timeline and it came here.
The Langoliers.
A little bit.
They should have tried the food if it had no flavor or if it
maybe
was.
Maybe that's why they did try the food and that's why they stopped eating it.
I mean, the people that found the boat should have tried it.
Oh.
And saw if it was. I don't know. I like the idea that they were just like, this is going to be exciting. We're going to be like pirates. And then they get out there and like, this sucks. I'm just going to go back to my island.
I could see. It's so much money.
They don't care.
It's $600,000.
The people in my head that I've created don't care. But, I mean, we don't know. So my theory is absolutely just as viable as your time loop theory because we don't
know. It's true. We have no idea.
I mean, mine might be a little
you think
more
so?
Likely.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Why wouldn't you just sell it
we
then?
We don't know many like that rich people, though. Like, we can't dive into that mindset.
I can't.
Like,
you're
we
right,
see
I can't.
Elon on Twitter, but, like, we don't have that type of, like.
That's like throwing away something plated in gold because you don't like it. Like, you're looking at it like, yeah, it is.
I'm not there, so I can't say. But maybe it was like they just didn't want it anymore. Like, what are you going to do with it? It's rotting away. It's rotting away in your yard. But money means nothing to you. That's like if you had.
I can't put myself in that mindset.
It's like imagine you had a car that you didn't want, and you would only be able to get 3 pennies for it. You're like, might as well just take it on one more drive and just let it
be. And just burn it.
Let it be.
Okay, so we're moving on to case number 4. I call them cases to be not encounters.
No, I think that's cool. Case 4. It makes it sound like. Like, we have a little portfolio we're going to open up.
Yeah, well, I call them cases because I talked about the theory right after the thing. So that's why I did that.
Okay.
So case 4, I'm just going to spoiler a little bit. You're going to be a little familiar with
this.
They
all die at the end.
I want to read it. This case is a little bit different. We all know where the crew is, but the question is, who sent the message? In the 1940s, the SS Orango Medan was a Dutch ship that was passing through the Strait of Malacca when something terrible happened. Nearby ships received a message, quote, all officers, including captain, dead, lying in chart room on bridge, probably whole crew dead, end quote. And then there was a frantic burst of Morse code. Then one more message came through, quote, I die. When the ship was boarded to check where the crew was, it was true. They were strewn throughout the whole deck and they were... this is a quote from the article. They were found with their teeth bared, with their upturned faces to the sun, staring as if out of fear. And the dog was even found dead. It was found mid-growl. The ship's name was actually translated to Man of Medan.
Oh. You know, when you said Medan, but like... Yeah, no, that is true. I remember whenever I get really into something, not that I was really into the game, I always go to Wikipedia. And mm-hmm. I always do a deep dive on something when I get really into it. I want to know who the actors are. I want to know what else they've done, mm-hmm. if I've seen them and stuff. So I do remember hearing that it was based on something.
Yeah, this is the story of the Man of Medan.
Yeah, that story you just read was already better.
Oh, than the game?
Than the game.
That's rough.
It is rough.
But who sent the messages? If they're all dead, who sent the last message?
Well, they might have sent it before they died, right?
How?
They didn't die yet. And then they did it, sent the message, and then they died.
Oh.
Right?
I
mean, it wasn't like they were instantly there. Like, they send it, and then...
Well, they were nearby ships. They were very close.
It didn't take that long to die. Potentially, I've heard.
I guess. I don't know. In my head, it seemed like they'd been dead for a while. With their teeth bared, it made it feel like the teeth had started, like...
I think it just meant the teeth were out, like they were screaming. Like a silent screen.
Okay, so you think like they sent a message and they died?
I think one person did.
To me, it felt like it was like a ghost. That's what it was implying, I thought.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe. Or an alien.
Or an alien.
I don't know. Imagine a typo at the end of a Morse code. It's got to suck.
A typo? Oh, my God, no.
Yo, you got to redo the whole thing over again.
You have to send back asterisks.
Yeah, this is the dots I meant.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one obviously feels like the most supernatural.
Yes.
Out of all the ones we've done. So they're looking up and they're afraid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't know what. Even the dog is growling.
Dog is growling. So it's not just like, you know, a gas leak, right? Like if there was a gas, like let's say they were suffocating for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, and they're like looking up, like trying to breathe. Like they're trying to elongate their neck.
Yeah.
They're like reaching up to hit air. But I don't think that would cause the dog to bark.
Right. Although maybe they were hallucinating because there's a theory that they were transporting toxic fumes.
Well, if you played the game, you knew that too. spoiler alert, but we just saved you like 6 hours if you haven't played it.
Oof.
I mean, that could be, it could be based on hallucinations, mm-hmm. but then that could also, whatever they were hallucinating could have caused the person to radio for help when they really maybe didn't need it. But that doesn't answer how they all died. Did they test the people or did they?
No, it was the 40s.
They're like, oh, fuck them.
Maybe, yeah.
They just like picked it up, let the people like, it's like shake the boat, let the people fall off in the water. And I got good news.
What's interesting about this to me was that it was really vague about the timeline and some of the details that they probably could have been less vague if it had been like really real. So I question the authenticity of the whole thing.
Yeah, like I wonder how it would have been reported like today.
Yeah.
You know, or recently. Like it just, like in scientifically, like I'm not saying we're like incredibly advanced in any way, but like we know more about things now than we did then. And it's for just sure. Like maybe there's a way like the gas or I don't know, something, I don't know. I mean, even supernaturally, what would you say? I know I was joking about aliens, but I mean, if they're looking up at the sky,
that I don't makes know. Sense, I think. If they were looking up at the sky, aliens maybe killed them.
But if they waved and they got starstruck.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're like, well, they were transporting gas. Was the gas leaking? Was it open?
We don't know.
That's sloppy journalism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a really good story. It's very interesting, but
maybe not a great game.
No, it's a terrible game. But I wish there was, were there any theories other than the gas?
No. No, it's one of the greatest mysteries.
One of the greatest mysteries.
It was also on Ripley's Believe It or Not, so.
Did you believe it?
I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Let's move on to case five. Carol A. Deering. The cargo ship was found off the coast of North Carolina in 1922, completely void of human life. The 250-foot-long ship was built in 1919 in Maine. It was designed to carry 35,000 tons of coal at the time. Carol A. Deering left from Newark, Virginia, August 22nd, 1920, Rio de Janeiro. The captain was battle-hardened William N. Merritt, and his first mate was his son, Swell Merritt. They had a crew of 10 men. They had only departed for a few days when Captain Merritt fell suddenly very ill. The ship turned back and docked in Lewes, Delaware, and both Merritts departed and replaced by Captain Willis Wormell and Charles B. McLean. They delivered the coal without incident in Brazil. While in Brazil, the ship crew took leave, and Wormell visited his old friend, who is also a captain, Goodwin, about his crew, and he told him that he felt as though that they didn't trust him, and they were hooligans. There was also tensions on the boat between Wormell and McLean. Wormell was upset because McLean was often drunk, and it led to Wormell having to bail out McLean in January 9th, 1921. They then set sail for home. On January 29th, the Deering passed the lighthouse and asked the lighthouse to convey a message to the GG company, the company that built the Deering, but the lighthouse couldn't because their long radio was out. Jacobs, the captain of the lighthouse, described the person he talked to as being tall and thin and having red hair. Nothing at all like Wormell, the 66-year-old retired man. He also described the crew as milling about on the top deck when they wouldn't have been allowed to do that. On January 31st, 1922, the ship was found run aground with its sails out on the Diamond Shells of North Carolina. It wasn't until February 4th, because of bad weather, that the ship was able to be boarded. The vessel was empty of people and the insides were destroyed. The steering wheel was shattered apart and the binnacle box was caved in and broken. have no idea what binkle box is. The ladder was found hanging over the side, and the food in the galley looked as though it was halfway through being cooked. It was pea soup and ribs. And that is what happened to the Deering.
Man, there is a lot going on in this story.
Yes.
There's some conflict. There's some bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
Pea soup.
Pea soup. Never want that.
I've had to split pea soup before. It's actually not terrible.
My grandma only makes it with ham bones. So.
Ham, but just big bones in there.
I think they make the broth out of it. I don't know.
Do they leave the bones in the soup when
I
you
think
eat
so,
it?
Yeah.
You eat it? They pour it in your bowl?
I don't eat it.
Big spoon. Just gnaw on it like a dog. Okay, so the detail, it took me a minute to like
piece it all together. It's a big story.
So the guy in the lighthouse claimed that it was not the original captain that was on the boat.
Not Wormel, right? It didn't look like Wormel.
So, and Wormel was feuding with McLean, who is the first mate.
Yes, that's right.
So there's a chance that they left him behind or they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
for sure.
And then they recruited someone else. But Wormel was the one who knew how to boat.
Yeah.
And McLean was the one that was always drunk. Yes. So it would make sense if they crashed or they didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. So maybe there was a mutiny. Maybe they killed Wormel. Maybe it was McLean who was acting as captain, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the SS here for a good time, not for a long time?
Yeah. And maybe not knowing how to be a captain, he did crash. Or maybe they just said the ship and they just let it crash and they abandoned it.
They were going to North Carolina though, right?
They were, yeah.
Listen, even if he was drunk, I give him credit for that. Like, he got them to North Carolina, maybe not alive or in one piece. But, I mean, that's no easy task going from Rio de Janeiro. I don't know where that's at. To
Brazil, South America.
Like, could you, I mean, with Google Maps, sure, but like.
I mean, it's just north, really.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You could end up in South Carolina.
Yeah, you could. Well, no.
It's like, we're in Charleston. Myrtle Beach. He's like, that's what I wanted. Drinks on me. I don't know. This sounds just like a properly prepared crew who's a little antsy. They like drinking and things got out of hand.
Or what if they didn't hurt Wormel and there was bad weather and they fled on their dinghies because the dinghies were missing also.
Okay.
And they were swept out to sea.
Or a giant shark. Pea soup.
The Megalodon.
The Meg. I mean, that's possible too. I didn't know the dinghies were missing or were gone.
I might not have mentioned that.
Okay. Well, then okay. So yeah, they were drunk. Things got hectic. Bad weather. Because you said there's bad weather. They couldn't get to it until February. So yeah, I think it's possible that they were ill prepared, a little intoxicated. Something went wrong. I mean, they destroyed it inside. There could have been a drunken brawl.
Yeah.
And then they were like, I'm getting out of here. I'm taking the dinghy with me and you can't stop me.
Or what if they're in the middle of the open ocean?
That's already scary enough.
Carolina Sea, right?
Yeah. I do like the Carolina Sea.
And would you see yourself in Carolina, Tyler?
I saw a really weird red dot in the sky that was flying regularly over the ocean in North Carolina.
Maybe the crew was abducted and replaced.
Ooh.
And replaced. Crashed. Yeah. Because maybe that lighthouse man that saw the tall, thin man.
Yeah.
Maybe that was an alien.
It's a tall, thin white man. Yeah. That's the tall, thin whites, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the aliens are like, wow, this boating thing is hard.
Just
where
let
do
it
you
go.
Hit, where do you hit hyperspace? what's this? Pea soup.
Ooh.
No, I think it's more likely they hit bad weather and then just they peaced out.
I think probably mutiny. That's my guess.
Yeah, or just like even a drunken brawl, right? Like even if it wasn't premeditated, if it was just drinking, not liking the food, you know, it wasn't the original captain who, even if they didn't like him, maybe he was good at keeping order.
Mm-hmm.
I, based on this conversation, if that guy pretended to be, either McLean was disobeying or like, you know, I can't think of the word. Either he was pretending to be the captain while Wormel was still on the boat, just out of like what is it? Abordination. What is the word I'm looking for? Insubordination.
Insubordination.
He was either being insubordinate and pretending to be the captain when he wasn't, when Wormel was still on the boat, or I more likely believe they left him in Brazil, either alive or dead.
I don't know if they left him in Brazil. Maybe dead. Maybe dead.
One of the two.
Yeah.
But then that just makes me think they were ill-prepared to sail back to North Carolina.
Well, I will say this. Wormel did bail out McLean from jail in Bermudos. Not Brazil. I didn't mention that in the story because I wanted to streamline it a little bit. But that was in Barbados.
Which, what?
It was another country, not Brazil.
Okay.
but it is on the way too.
Hmm.
So it could have been there.
Where was the lighthouse?
Carolina.
Oh. Oh, well, I thought the lighthouse was in Brazil.
No, lighthouse was in Carolina. Oh. It was like almost there.
I thought that the lighthouse was in Brazil. Okay. It doesn't change it a ton, but
It moves. He was alive maybe a little bit longer on the way back. And then maybe they just killed him and dropped him in the water.
They left him in jail. They just switched him out. I don't know. Yeah, this one feels very much to me like an ill-prepared crew.
I agree. I think there was anger because the captain switched. And then they were just mad because the guy was probably a little too orderly for them.
Yes.
But Tyler, those are my stories, my cases. Let's move to the discussion. Before we get to the discussion, we like to stop the episode, and we'd like to thank our new patrons as of the recording of this episode: Alita, Callum, Pebos, and Nikki. Thank you all so much for joining us in the Patreon. It means so much to me, Tyler, and Ben. Honestly, it means a lot to all of us. So, Tyler, why don't you give all these four new patrons a little rundown of what they could experience?
You couldn't remember a name.
Callum.
Callum, there you go. And shout out producer Ben. Hope you're doing well, Ben. All right, there is a ton of bonus content on our Patreon. If you've listened and you want a little bit more, we have quizzes. We have Do You Believe the Bizarre, where we get stories. Some of them are real, some of them are fake, and we have to guess which ones are which. We watch movies together with our patrons on Netflix. We do a Google Hangout every month where we literally all get together, chat virtually, face-to-face about whatever you want. Sometimes podcast stuff, sometimes not. You get a t-shirt if you're in the dedicated tier for free just by being a member for 3 months. We do bizarre news. We're doing Beyond the Bizarre. We have theatrical readings coming back. There's so much extra content. And honestly, the support means so much to Charlie and I. I know that there's, you know, multiple different tiers. But if you're looking to support the podcast and you really want to help us out, we really do have just a $2 a month tier. So for just $2 a month, you can really help us out. And like, we have new equipment now. We want to eventually get a studio. So it is going in ways to make the podcast better and try and help us improve that. So if you can support, if you're enjoying it, of course.
Yeah.
It does mean a lot to us. But at the same time, we appreciate that you're just listening now. If you're listening to this, that means you're listening and we appreciate you.
Well, even the lowest level, like you said, we appreciate all of them. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. But with that said, I want to get back to these ghost stories because they are creepy creeps.
So, Tyler, like I said before we got here, I think a lot of these can be boiled down to logic.
I am shocked that not a single one of these do I overwhelmingly attribute to weather. I really thought I was going to be like, weather, bad storm, weather, bad storm. I think it's because I'm looking at this picture of this boat that's just getting hit by this wave.
Mm-hmm.
But I really thought, because that's my, like, one of my biggest fears. Like, have you ever watched, I know you're not big on Twitter, but every now and then I'll find like a Twitter, I almost had a Twitter channel like it's YouTube, but Twitter account.
Okay.
And it'll be like terrifying encounters or like terrifying moments or like scary situations, something like that. And
terrifying scoops.
Yeah. And then you'll watch like 4 videos and you're like, this is weird, I'm out. But every now and then it'll be like a boat and it'll be like a camera on a boat and it's just like this wave that just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. You're just like, that's about to hit us.
Oh.
And it's just like so scary. I like the idea of being a sea would be cool to a certain degree. You could see animals that you might not see elsewhere. I bet the stars at night are absolutely amazing on clear nights.
That's like, one of the reasons I'm going.
Hit that Milky Way.
I'm so excited.
And I expect a picture.
Absolutely.
I need to see a picture.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'd rather get a nice picture of a clear Milky Way over a UFO. Pick one or the other. But I love
I'll try
it.
For both.
But the idea of being stranded, like flying over water and crashing and being on a boat stranded at sea or in a storm. Mm-hmm. Like those are things that are like, I don't want to ever do this. Like if the situation presented itself where a cruise would be like a really, really good option, I would consider it, or like whale watching or something like that up north with a really nice coat. I have a really nice coat right now from Old Navy, by the way, but
Old Navy,
not a sponsor, but goddamn, I wish they were. I'd consider it, but I really have no interest in like sailing. Like,
right.
I have no interest in going like, along. Like, we're going to sail across the Atlantic Sea. It's like, why?
Ooh, no, thank you.
Like, no. Would you go into space?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I was talking to Steph about this a couple months ago.
Yeah.
If I ever had the option to go in a space hotel I 100% would.
Did you see William Shatner's response to space?
Yeah, he wasn't that into it.
No, he thought, and maybe it's because he's older in age, and it's kind of like, I think, and this is, I could be very wrong here, and I know this is a tangent, I apologize. Maybe when you're younger, it feels more hopeful, but when you're older, like he is, I think he's close to his 90s, late 80s for sure. I think it's kind of like it demystifies what could happen when you pass.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, we just flew past heaven. Not, I mean, I'm not trying to ruffle any religious feathers because it could be beyond, you know, yeah. I'm not saying anything's real or not real. But I'm wondering if for him it was kind of like, it's lonely out here. It's dark. It's cold. I'm looking at the only thing I've ever known. Mm-hmm. I'm beyond it and there's nothing worth it out here.
I wonder if it would become to a point where it'd be more comfortable if you do end up in a space hotel. At that point, because it'd be more consumer.
If there's a pool.
Actually, that'd be really cool.
It's just floating. You're floating.
Yeah, right, that'd be kind of dope. But you'd probably drown.
Yeah, and dude drowns in like a pocket of water in the middle of the air.
That could happen.
It's called, I think, the overview effect is what it's called, where you're in space and you see Earth and it just feels lonesome.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson, I know, was supposed to go to space. I don't think he did, though. I think he
did. Too high.
Probably.
What were you talking about? Oh, yeah, the boats.
I'm saying that I, even though these stories didn't present themselves as horrifying because of natural disasters, weather. That's my mindset. So I'm getting that out now because I can't put that perspective on for these cases because it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get that out now.
Let's go case by case real quick.
Sure.
So the first one, Mary Celeste, basically.
You're going to have to recap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I figured. The ship that was sailing to Italy with the alcohol in it, remember? And then all the people were gone in the middle of the Atlantic for some reason. That one, I don't think was mutiny because the captain was well-liked. But I think if you think about it, like the people freaking out because of the pump failure.
Yeah.
I think that could easily explain why everyone abandoned ship.
In dinghies. Yeah. Okay.
And then they were swept out to sea and lost.
Or what if they just didn't die and they just went to shore and they were just like,
that's the thing. That's why I thought about that too. But that's the thing. If they didn't die, you would have reports of people saying, oh, I was on the Mary Celeste.
Yeah, unless they just didn't find a journalist. You know, it's like, I don't know. Maybe they just landed. They're like, I don't want to talk to anyone about it. I'm just going to go about my business. I think there's a chance. Or maybe there is an article. It just wasn't on Google. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think there's a chance that, you know, or maybe they did some shady stuff on the boat and they want to restart new. Or
that, like, could be it.
Where
too.
Did they end up?
Maybe they're the one that killed the captain.
Yeah, or they drifted to somewhere that wasn't Italy.
Or they killed a little girl.
Whoa.
Because there was that little girl on the boat too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like only children get on the dinghies and they put the kid on the dinghy. It was like, that's not helpful. I don't know. Or maybe they just went somewhere where it wasn't safe and they died elsewhere. Or they never made it to their original place.
Yeah, they could have just got lost in the Atlantic.
Yeah, or even if they went, or even if they landed somewhere else, it might not have been somewhere that has papers and news writers and reporters. And I don't know. I mean, is that more likely than they died at sea? No, but I think even if they did, there's a chance that it wouldn't have been resolved. It wouldn't have blown up across the entire world that, oh, this one person from this one boat. Especially then, maybe now, Twitter, whatever.
Yeah,
but I think that one. I mean, there's no explanations for any, but I think that's as good enough as an idea as we'll find.
I think so, too. Also, I don't think the other ship captain killed them and took their stuff. That's silly to me. They weren't pirates.
Oh, yeah, the $800.
Yeah. The next one was the MV Joita.
And that was between the two islands.
Yes, that was between the two islands. Weird. Weird little twist at the end with the mattress and the time stopping. To me, that's the strangest.
I just want to know if the clocks were connected. Because if they had like one that was connected via electricity somehow, they had one that was battery operated. Like if you have multiple and the boat wasn't submerged in water, then that means there's something something electronic wave or like something messed up the.
Something I didn't mention about the Joita was.
There were ghosts. There were demons on the boat.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was made of wood and it also had a cork underneath it. So it was. It was going to float basically no matter what.
Okay.
So it almost couldn't sink.
Could it flip and just flip over again?
I don't know about that. Possibly.
But I guess there was no
signs. It probably stayed flipped.
Yeah, there were no signs of that. I don't know. But if it's, I don't know. I would like to know if there's any way that the clocks were interconnected. But it also had broken windows.
Mm-hmm. Above the waterline, yeah.
Blood, the mattresses. This one screams unusual, potential foul play.
Mm-hmm.
At least cause for alarm. Something happened.
Yeah. It was found 600 miles away west.
It's a lot. That means they abandoned it. Well, it was 5 weeks, right? They found it
five weeks.
So that's enough time for it
to drift, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just another one of those things where it's like maybe someone made it ashore and it just, they didn't be like, hey, I want to tell my story about what happened. You know? I don't know. It seems definitely more nefarious than the first story.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's hard to not know. You just can't.
Does it feel supernatural in any way?
I don't think.
The only thing that feels supernatural about it is the clocks.
Yeah. That's the strange. Also, the mattress. I don't get that.
That, I mean, it's weird human behavior.
Yes.
Weird human behavior. I don't know what their intention was. Yeah, I don't know. The only thing that seems a little hard to, all of it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But the clocks, I don't know.
Okay. So the next case, the Bell Amica, which is that weird $600,000 ship lost in the Mediterranean.
Rich motherfuckers. Let me say. Yeah. They just wanted to give it a joyride, and they're like, eh, I don't. Wait, do you know how to dock this thing? What do you mean? I thought you looked it up. You didn't watch the YouTube video? Oh, I guess we're just gonna fly out of here.
Yeah,
on our PJ private jet.
PJ. I was like, what's a PJ?
Those yeah. who know, know.
Yeah, man. I could see it.
I don't know if that's true or not. I just don't know what else. Like, we're grasping at straws here. Like.
It's the weirdest thing to me is that's unregistered. And to me, being unregistered makes me feel like it's out of time.
Yeah.
Which.
I don't know. Oh, that's right. This was the time loop one.
Or not time loop. This is like from another time and it was transferred
here. Well, there's two things I know about incredibly rich people. They all pay their taxes and they all register their boats. So I think you're right. I think this is a time loop.
Well, all right. That's fair.
No, I don't know. It does seem like it was like blasted from the past before it could have been registered.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just rich people
being rich.
Yeah. And yeah. When you say it was close to this island, like, was it really close to this island or?
It was probably within seeing.
Seeing in distance.
It was very close, actually, because the Coast Guard barely saved it from smashing on the rocks.
Okay.
It was really close.
Okay. Then, yeah, I think it's just. Because they're not going to claim it. Then they're like, they're knocking on these people's mansion doors. Like, is that your boat out there?
No.
What boat? Never mansion. Seen it before.
Next mansion. No. Go away.
You can have the food. I mean, not that I know there's food on it.
I don't know what's on it. Case four. What's case four?
It was the teeth bearing, right?
The Medan.
Yeah.
Man of Medan.
Teeth bearing.
You're absolutely right.
This one feels the most supernatural. I
thought it was ghosts.
I'm mentally biased because I don't like the game.
I know.
It involves
gas. You
should
have saw your face fall after I said Man
and
of
it,
Dan.
It was hallucinations.
Yeah.
Like, I wasted 6 hours in a game that wasn't even supernatural.
Yeah.
Unless that's not how it ends, but I probably repressed it. But it was it was involved with gases and hallucinations.
Yeah, it makes sense because that's what happens. I think it probably makes sense.
So, I mean that's possible, but that doesn't unless the gas could then kill you too, it doesn't make sense.
I think that the gas would kill you then, too.
I mean, this gas that can make you hallucinate without killing you.
Is there?
Wait, hold on. When you said they were, like, looking up, were they outside looking up or were they inside looking up? Because if they're outside looking up, then that makes no sense because they can breathe. If they're inside looking up, that almost eliminates the alien thing, but it gives credence to the gas thing.
Huh. So, I checked it again. The article said the decks, so I think you can assume it's outside.
Unless the gas had already seeped into their lungs.
I don't think that
gas
works.
And it was so strong that they had no chance even after going outside.
Gas is strong, man.
I don't know. It makes so that if they went outside.
I don't know.
Makes it seem like.
I thought it was ghosts. I did. Until you're like, well, he could have said it and then died. Which makes sense, too.
Well, now it's probably aliens, right? If they're outside and they're looking up, ghosts aren't floating around in the sky.
I don't know.
But what bothers me the most is that.
The bad game?
No. No, I'm past that. That they didn't even say what killed them. Like, most of these stories are they didn't find any bodies.
Right.
They found the bodies this time.
Mm-hmm.
Do a toxicology report.
Well, other stories were also the other reports, like, they couldn't find where this was actually licensed to. They couldn't find where it was supposed to be, the actual time period. It's very vague in the story.
Maybe there's, like, law enforcement or, like, forensic people that, like, when you can't quite make it, they're like, well, you can, like, you can work boating
boat
cases.
Control.
Yeah. And they just, like, forget everything. They, like, dump the bodies off the water because it's yucky.
Yeah.
They clean the boat, and then they're like, oh, shit. Were we supposed to, like, take samples?
The mysterious SS unknown.
Oh, no. It's so vague, and it's like, I wish we knew. Like, if they died from the gas, that's one thing, but yeah. If, like, that happened and they were, like, they died from natural causes, but there were no way to identify what those natural causes were, then mm-hmm. It's like, all right, now we can start reeling the aliens in a little bit. But right now, it just feels so vague and lacks so much context.
I question the authenticity.
Do you think it could just be fake?
Yeah, I do.
Was it from the National Enquirer that you found this?
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, they probably embellished. Like, there probably is... There might be a more grounded article hidden somewhere where they go into more details. Ripley, maybe. Believe it or not, would not. They'd be the ones to leave that out.
And believe it or not.
Because they're in the entertainment business, so there's nothing wrong with that. They're not journalists, but I feel like if there's not more context, shame on those people. And if there is, maybe we'll come back to it.
So let's move on to the last case, the mutiny of Deering, of the SS Carol Deering.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I really believe that they didn't like the captain.
Yeah.
They, however you want to believe it happened, you know, if you want to keep it PG, fine. If you want to go rated R, NC-17.
Yeah.
Have at it. For whatever reason, the captain was no longer on the boat.
Right.
McLean liked his liquor.
Yes, he did.
Liquor McLean. And that's what they called him in high school.
Is it?
And and things went bad. There were some fights.
Yeah.
And people fought and beat each other up, and then they got on their dinghies. And they got out, and the boat crashed.
Yeah.
And they went to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. I really think that's probably what happened, too. That makes the most sense.
I will say, this episode began with a word, zombies, and there was no zombies.
There was not. We didn't really talk about the other kind of ghost ship. I think there's still room for that episode.
Like, I have five more encounters just to spring it on you.
There is room for that encounter, though. Like the Flying Dutchman and stuff like that.
So we got a to be continued.
I think we do. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, I'll leave that one for you.
So every episode, Tyler and I, we discuss if we find these episodes believable, viable, skeptical, or unbelievable.
It is why it's called Believing the Bizarre.
That's true. But Tyler, I want to know, do you think that the cause of these ghost ships have any supernatural origin?
Oh, okay. So I was wondering what the lens...
Mm-hmm.
That we're looking at this through. It's like, there's, you know, every time you do an article, like English class, there's always like a different lens
mm-hmm.
that you're looking this at. And we're looking at through the supernatural lens.
Supernatural, you got
Jeffrey Dean Morgan eyes. Based on our five encounters / cases, I would say skeptical. The most unusual one is the gas one. But at the same time, I mean, you can make a case... You can make a case for all of them to be supernatural, even though they wouldn't hold a lot of weight. But because there's such a lack of context and there's no way to disprove anything, I can't go unbelievable. So I'm gonna go with a hard skeptical.
It's funny that it's my episode. I picked this because I thought it'd be fun.
He's like, it wasn't. It was terrible. I hated every minute of this hour.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Although we poked a lot of holes, and I've
been looking at this boat. I gotta take a picture. Y'all look at my Instagram. By my Instagram, I mean our Instagram. Sorry. I'm gonna look at this Instagram picture. This is what I'm looking at the entire time. I'm gonna post this. I'm gonna say this will make sense in 4 days. Is that okay? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days.
But anyway, I don't even mind going the hard, unbelievable with this.
Really, even the gas one where their teeth are bare and they're mm-hmm. looking up at the sky. What do you think it was then? Or you just don't think it didn't happen?
I don't think it happened.
Okay.
I just don't think it happened.
If you told me four cases and that one wasn't included, I would be way more likely to follow you in Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. That one, I'm going to at least give it the benefit of the doubt and be skeptical. But I think
weird.
It's fair. I think
it's weird, but...
I do not blame you for going Unbelievable. I think that's incredibly fair.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us on this episode of Ghost Ships.
No ghosts either, potentially.
No.
Just ships.
Just ships.
Ships
with no
fighting.
People.
Alcohol ships with fighting and mystery.
That sounds almost more fun.
I hope there's one, just like the plane one, I hope there's one person on a cruise right now.
Oh, I hope so too. Yeah.
The idea of somebody listening to us on a cruise
I will listen to us on a cruise.
Here's a question.
Yes.
And I think I already know the answer. Do cruises have built-in Wi-Fi?
No. Well, the one I'm going on, you have to pay for it.
But it has Wi-Fi, then.
It does.
You have to pay for it, but it has Wi-Fi.
It does.
Could you imagine? It would actually be kind of cool if there was no Wi-Fi or internet, right? Like, mm-hmm. you're in the middle of the ocean, and it's like, had you ever, like, when you walk Apollo or anything, do you ever just leave your phone, and you're like...
No.
No?
No.
No?
No. No way.
You're afraid of getting abducted?
I don't know. I don't want to be alone in my thoughts.
It's been a long time. This was more like 6-7 years ago. But there'd be times where I would go walking and I would purposefully not bring my phone. Maybe late enough that it wouldn't matter. Maybe you would be texting me. Mm-hmm. But most people are sleeping. And it's just very freeing to not have to worry about, you know, like, you know, you're not connected to the world. I don't think I would actually enjoy that on a cruise.
No.
But it would be very interesting to know. I mean, it'd be like the 50s, the 60s, 70s here, mm-hmm. where when you go out on that boat,
you don't have
until
anything.
You come back.
Yeah.
Or you get well,
you have a secretary that takes your messages.
Get your punch bowl boarding party invites.
Yeah.
So if you're enjoying the podcast and you'd like to let us know what you're thinking about it, of course, you can always DM us. You ask anyone that listens to us, and they'll tell you we're pretty decent at getting back about messaging. But
especially on Instagram,
only if you Facebook or tweet us, it could be days or weeks or never. But if you're listening on Apple and you didn't get a Spotify wrap up, which is fine. If you're on Apple, you can leave us a 5-star review and give us all of your thoughts. We will read it. We will screenshot it. We'll post it on our Facebook stories, Instagram stories. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just leave a 5-star and go on about your day.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We appreciate that a lot. It means a lot to us. And if you are listening to the show and you want people to know about it, it means a lot if you would just tell someone that doesn't know about the show to know about the show.
Just take a picture of them and DM us and say, I told this person.
That's a little weird. But
you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You can do that, but you don't have to do that.
And word of mouth is really great for the show, and we'd appreciate any kind of letting people know.
And if you're into communities, there's two I want to promote. One, we already talked about, Patreon, which is a double whammy because there's bonus content you can only get on Patreon. But also, it is building community. And like I said, our Google Hangouts. I mean, we're developing friendships with people from Patreon, which is really awesome. And I look forward to talking to everyone. But for free, we do have a Discord. And there's so much conversations happening there. It's definitely not all podcast related. It's not all Pokemon related anymore either, which makes me very happy. But there's a lot of stuff going on there. It's free. So check out Believe in the Bizarre Discord and join the community. Talk about the podcast. Talk about your own hauntings or scary movies, scary games, art, what you do on the weekends, whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah. And one more plug, if you don't mind. If you're listening to this episode and you want to tell us what you think about it, please feel free to join us on Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
At 8 o'clock.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
On Twitch. Because we will be there live talking about this episode. If you want to talk to us about it, we'd love to see you there.
Listen, if you have opinions and thoughts, we give you so many avenues to shove them in our face.
We do,
and
yeah.
we accept it wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
We eat it in one bite and one gulp. But anyway, thank you everybody so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are. The 250 foot